season's officially changing, and Abercrombie's autumn drop has everything you'll need. Their heritage heavyweight collection is a staple, especially in their archive quality fabrics. Pair it with the baggy trouser and your fit is set. And you can't forget their iconic denim. It's made for everyday plans. Find your autumn capsule at Abercrombie. Shop in the app, online, and in stores.
I don't think I can be your friend, Isabella said. Rebecca's stomach flipped. This is the love story of real hinge couple Isabella and Rebecca, written and read by me, Tembi Denton Hurst. Listen to the free audiobook now.
If I come back and there's some shit-ass project car on the lift and it's like, that's Edwin's Daily, it's been on there for 3 weeks, I can't say what I might do.
Starting at one on this one.
I'll take two.
Three.
I don't know why I said two.
Four. Any more for any more?
Five.
Five. Six. Interesting.
2 weeks ago, I received my biggest L.
Ben, you don't know about this at all.
I know about L's.
Surely he does.
Chief of the L's.
Ben sat forward when you said L's.
Hello, and welcome back to the 98th Cream Podcast. That is the Cars Rule Everything Around Me podcast with myself, Will, Edwin to my right left,
there it is,
and Benjamin to my front back.
Hello. We've
there he it. Is, over there behind the camera. At the beginning of every single one of these podcasts, we ask ourselves if cars have ruined or rulered our lives this week. I'll start with you, Edwin.
Wow. You never let them know you're next week.
I'm guessing.
Do you know what? There's a reason to rule, because you will now have seen that we got the E55 is back. He's a little bit back from the dead. He's not fully back from the dead. There was a little mistake that meant it couldn't drive, but I'm a ruin.
Whoa!
Because I feel overwhelmed right now.
Okay.
I got too many cars to do.
That's fair.
But usually I have too many cars. That's a fact.
Usually.
We all know that. But then they're all semi-working and they go and sit in their space and then one gets worked on at a time. Right now, there's like six broken cars that are all just strewn across the place, and it's really stressing me out. So I've got the Alpha, which talked about a little bit last week. I noticed when listening to back, we didn't all sound that excited because we'd known about this for many, many weeks by this point.
Yeah.
We were also already quite tired of what it already being broken. So Alpha, broken, no gearbox. Yep. Need to fix that. My friend's car, I've finally got that up and running and fixed. That's a Clio 200. I need to sell that for him. The Clio was still on fire. I still need to fix that.
Mm.
The 996 has no gearbox.
Yeah.
My C55 is still broken.
Yeah.
The MX5 is still out there broken. Mm. We're already at seven. My girlfriend's Abarth is now dead. I need to fix that. So I'm stressed right now.
What's the solution?
Buy more cars.
I have one for you.
I would say that's possibly the bad.
But what if I bought a working car?
Yeah, but
my logic is flawless.
There is something missing from your life. I've been thinking this, I haven't said this to you yet.
A Range Rover Classic?
No, you need
you're
it.
Playing
just
a
get
Def
yourself
Macarena.
A daily.
A Ferrari
you don't have a daily.
What about Ferrari 550?
Edwin doesn't have a daily. I haven't seen you come to work in possibly the last 3 weeks in one of your, either it's the ML, is the work car.
The last week I have been using the ML.
I arrived today at the unit, right? I was opening the gates as Will arrived and I looked in the car and Edwin was in there.
Yeah, but that's for a good reason because we had to go and get the Murcielago that didn't start off the trailer. That was deliberate.
But what I'm saying is you don't have a daily.
Yeah, but it rained for the first time in a while today and I drove the TVR
in. You don't have a daily.
So the TVR will
you be. Need, you're going and having fun with all these different cars and you're getting stressed because you don't have that foundation.
So
if your house is falling down, there's no foundation.
So what you're saying is I need another car.
Yes. But what you need to do is go and buy a sensible car.
It's not even sensible, right?
No, sensible.
It's something that doesn't, it's not like,
it doesn't get modified.
It's not a project.
Yeah.
It's a car. This is the one that can be used.
Everyone
here lays a foundation on which the other cars can be built upon.
That's
every single person who works in this place has like a fun car and they have project cars and stuff, but you're the only one that
does. What about you?
I have a fun car. I have fun with it.
It's pretty funny. Yeah.
It's pretty fun. It was your car. You liked it.
I think it's a smart car.
Yeah, it's pretty smart.
I think it's a pretty smart watch.
You need like just the car you get in and you go.
I'd like a suggestion, please. One car suggestion.
L405.
That's not a great idea.
You want because you want one.
Not to do any docs, but like he doesn't have the same sort of, let's just call it, it's not like a motorway commute. So
no.
A 405 is potentially ruinous. Well, okay. Sort of thing.
They're still very expensive. I want an L405 when they're a couple grand.
I think an i3.
I kind of like them. I think they're kind of cool. But here's the issue. I buy an i3, I go, yeah, but wheels and coils.
i3s were the villain. And they've actually existed long enough to, and you look at it and go, it's actually kind of cool.
We've talked about it before. I would consider trying to get a new i3. They're still a way away. They're like 6 months away. So I would need to walk for the next 6 months.
Oh, you could get an i3.
But I'd like the idea of leasing one of those or financing one, or, you know, doing something to as a company car. I just think they're kind of cool.
But why don't you do that then?
Because they're not available yet.
Then don't exist. Buy something now. Just buy a car you can use. Go and buy yourself. Because what do you want?
Now, hold on. I have my silvery 36.
Yeah, but you're not using that.
Because my girlfriend's car broke, so I've given that to her.
So then there you go. Then we're back.
So if I fix her car, I can have my 36.
But you won't do that because you haven't got time.
I've been thinking about, I want a Vauxhall Carlton.
Oh, for God's sake.
Just buy yourself a car. Do you know what? It's uncurable.
It's really part of what makes
the channel so good, but also it's so frustrating.
If we have any scientists out there that would like to do a test on Edwin's brain, that would be fantastic.
It begins with A and ends with M.
Yeah,
there we go.
So
got
see.
It.
Astigmatism.
I had a thought the other day. Loads of Carlton. Bread, yeah. Right?
Sure.
Buy a normal Vauxhall Carlton. Nope. Issue to find now. Stick a B58 in it. Now you've got inline six, turbo, making speeds, but for cheaper. I think that's a cool idea. I'd consider doing
also
that.
Like the reputation they had, they don't really have that like now.
It's not that great.
I bet it's actually a bit disappointing.
I don't know. I'd still love to try. And we have a story. We'll get onto that in a little bit. But a creamer with an incredible story. But either way, yeah, Ben, you know what?
I have a suggestion.
Okay.
There are a few weeks coming up where William is away. Mm. It's just me and you.
Oh, don't tempt me.
I think during that time, we should make a video where we get you a sensible daily.
Mm.
Because we did it for Will and it did very well for us, number one.
£600 is the budget.
£600 and it's got 750,000 views.
At the end of that, you can buy that car.
But do you know what a genuine...
And also, it means that you end up with a car that's functional.
Do you know what my genuine thought is though when you say that?
Yeah.
Is 600, like if you gave me £600,
yeah.
I'd want to go to a scrapyard and try and find
a
car.
No. Okay, I will allow you, because I'm taking over here. I will allow you in this situation to...
Two cars?
No, two... Yes. You can modify it. You can put it on coils and ruin it all you want. That's fine.
No, you can't. They can't
No.
Just give in so fast.
No, like fitment. You're allowed to do fitment mods.
Fantastic. But
it's a sensible daily.
Okay.
And then you have to drive it daily.
Mm-hmm.
And also, like, I know your commute isn't crazy far, but you also do, I assume, things outside of work, right? Like go to the shops, go see family, like usually, things that you'd use a car for.
Come to the unit usually on a weekend.
I know, but
work on the broken car.
I know, but you need something. Mm. So maybe during that time, we're going to do that.
I think a Suron.
A Chiron?
No, and a Suron.
And I stop along the way and charge. Yeah. And just, I leave at 7.
Suron.
Now, what I was thinking about, you know the first thing I thought? I was like, what about like an old Saab?
But
that was because I immediately thought B204.
Edwin.
I can't, this it is can, the issue. Yeah, I can't do it.
You're meant to have the boring car so you can then have the fun car.
Yeah, I always believed. But what if fun car? If not fun car shaped, why fun car shaped?
Because you have 11 fun cars.
Yeah.
So why don't you have a 12th car, which is just for
a 12th?
That's fine. You can have another car. That's fine. We don't care about that. We're just saying that you need something to get you to and from work.
My outlook on dailies has changed in the last, I don't know if it's the Range Rover that's done it to me, because the Range Rover's lovely, but I was like, why am I focusing so much money and attention on the car that just gets me from A to B? When you have the fun car, or fun cars in this case, on the weekend, that is meant to be the thing you can't, then you can put more money into those things.
Do you know what I genuinely think it is? I think it's because all my fun cars always break. So I always think, well, if the next car I buy is fun, then I'll have a fun car for a while. And then I don't have to deal with the broken car.
They're like, it's a sort of a bridge. It's,
yeah, exactly.
It just gets you to the next,
to the next hit. Yeah. Yeah, it is.
You got any fun cars?
It's heroin. It's, yeah.
Please.
It's, yeah,
just get a car
now. Would any of them go?
Yeah, I was thinking that there will be some that go.
Who would go?
No, I can't answer that
because it won't happen.
Because C55. I don't know if we can say this. Right, the C55 was pretty much.
Ben wasn't here for this.
So okay, you weren't here. This is where we're at with this situation. The C55, from an outside perspective, looked like the one most likely to go.
6 months, that's exact.
Still not that likely, but it looked quite likely that if it got fixed, then it would potentially go. Do you know what happened yesterday, Ben?
Now, hold on. I will preface this with one thing. The thing that Dan said when he came in...
But this is what I mean.
But I didn't actually say that. That was he decided that.
Okay.
But you may... But I will but, say but it I, triggered, thought, it, I thought about it.
It triggered something. Yeah. So Dan of 12K...
Retrofits
came in yesterday.
AKA Blurry Dan.
Blurry Dan, man of Mercedes nature. And he suggested something to Edwin related to the C55 and the E55. Nerds among you, you know, make that connection, if you will. And all of a sudden, the C55 was back on the... I heard it start up in the distance and I could just feel... I just thought no. Like, sure, I just heard it start and I was like, that's not going to be... Let's get it ready to go.
Long and short of it, Ben. We sold we may be upgrading the supercharger in the E55. You sure. didn't hear that from me.
I know that. Yeah.
But the viewers didn't. Oh. And I sold some parts off the expensive parts off our E55 to Dan, make some money back.
Sure.
Cool. He said, you'll have an extra supercharger laying around.
Oh, no, just no.
Where could that go?
Yeah, but you won't do it.
Yeah, well, that's
you
true.
Get into it for like 2 weeks and you get distracted by the next car.
This is true. That's true. That is my issue.
You need a manager.
Yeah, no, I need a car manager.
You need like
I think
somebody...
you need to put them in a queue.
I'm not joking. I have done that.
They need to go in a queue and it's like you cannot. I understand it because I do understand it because it's very easy to lose interest in something.
Yeah.
You might regain interest in 6 months, a year, a month, whenever. So I understand that.
In the last month, I have decided to do that. I've made a queue.
A queue, and it's so like
the queue currently is Alpha.
There's a queue.
There's a queue. Things we say to each other in public and quite upset members of the public. The Alpha is next. The Alpha is current. Okay. Sorry.
So that's jumped straight to the head of the queue.
Yeah.
Because of course it's new car. Next in queue is the 182, the 172. Because that doesn't need much to get going again, and then I can use that as my daily.
I don't believe you, but go on.
Right. Well, you only need...
Because that car wasn't meant to be a daily. It was meant to be... I thought it was meant to be a car...
For my girlfriend to life it.
Yeah, to learn to also, track stuff.
But in the winter, I would rather her not be driving a car on semi-slicks.
Yeah, but then it's not a good daily.
I know, but nothing about
it. Also, it doesn't suit you as a daily.
I don't care.
It doesn't suit you as a daily.
Anyway,
weird, isn't it?
After that...
You do, and it's daily.
Yeah, it's true. After that is 996.
Okay.
Because that just needs to get moving again. What is this?
This is like a year of work.
These aren't necessarily to completion.
No. These are to moving. And the cars. These are just to get going again. Okay. To get so they're not sitting outside this door.
Okay. Yep.
So those are the three. And that's what I'm saying right now. It'll get too overwhelming if I go for more. So I'm just going to go three. And when one's done, a new one joins the bottom of the queue.
Edwin told me a few weeks ago that we were going to do a restoration on his Blue 8 series.
We did. Now, hold on.
I then informed him, okay, when do you want to put that on the schedule? He then said to me, the Blue 8 series? Well, that's going to take weeks. We can't do that.
I'm booking out for 2035 at the moment.
Now, I'm defending myself on this. Stretton from M539 yeah. said, I'll come and do that with you. He said, I might be able to come on in that September-y time, October time. He's now no longer available. That's why I pushed that.
Okay,
back.
So that's not happening.
I would love to know. Maybe we should do this for a video at some point, is get someone to make a... How long?
Oh, it will take years.
How long would it take?
Years.
I think it could be 10 years.
Yeah, I think it could.
It could be like, but that's like doing everything.
Yeah, like making them perfect.
Okay. Which in any car collection of someone, no one's ever going to have something perfect, but still.
MX-5.
That's in the list.
Two and a bit years ago, you said, we did that video with it and it almost started. And
that wasn't my fault.
And you said,
You did that.
You said a day of work that will take it to get running.
Yeah, but it did. It runs. You can go drive that car.
But
right
it's
now.
Not MOT.
Of course.
Also, you're
so
approaching.
So hold on. What's the? What's
you're going to have to do the belt again soon.
Yeah, true. Yeah, not far off.
You've done. Where's that? I've known you. You said, five and a bit years.
Listen,
and
brother,
I've never seen that car move.
You said running, not driving.
Yeah, but that's not the point. Most people wouldn't go. Oh, my car turns on. I'm going to leave on the driveway now.
This is a fantastic intervention. All I've taken from this is that I should buy another car.
You can buy one more car.
Fantastic.
And we're going to make a video.
Okay, fine.
We'll make a video.
Anyway,
but it has to have a criteria. There has to be strict rules enforced.
Yeah, yeah. It's the
if I come back and there's some shit-ass project car on the lift and it's like, that's Edwin's daily. It's been on there for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
I can't say what I might do.
Are you up for that?
Yeah, sure.
Because that could be a good video for us.
I think you should buy an Alfa Romeo 159 diesel.
Also, yeah, why do I get shit? This guy bought an Alfa Romeo as a daily.
That's fine. But he uses it. Well, you kind of don't currently, but yeah.
No, I'm using a Ford Fiesta currently. Yeah.
Well,
but not because the Alfa doesn't work, because I'm trying to sell it.
Okay.
Well, there we are. That's my ruin for the week.
Crazy.
That was a hell of a ruin.
I'm overwhelmed.
15-minute ruin.
That was a 15-minute ruin. Christ on a bike.
Sure, where will you go?
Ben.
Ooh, a little...
Ben.
Yep.
What are you?
For me, it's going to be...
Impossible.
What are you?
I think it'll be a rule.
Okay.
Personally, I believe it's a rule. Work
but like theoretically,
as opposed to someone else.
Work-wise, it feels like a ruin because the I can't say what it is, but the E55, there was a descriptive word I was going to use for it. The E55 has just been ruining our week.
It's been pushing us back.
It's just been pushing us back constantly. Editor Joe is in the trenches currently.
He's tough.
He's currently editing, and this doesn't have much context to people, but he's currently editing 15 days worth of footage on that car.
Yeah, it's tough.
So, it won't end.
I think he can do it.
Yeah. Of all people.
Joe, I believe in you.
We believe in you, Joe.
Meanwhile, the video has been out for a few days.
Yes. Yeah.
Or if you didn't get a video on Monday, that's why.
But if anyone watching this on Monday, anyone who's watched the video on Monday, that video was completed about 4 days before.
So hey, go in the next, on Monday's video, go give Joe some love in the comments.
Yeah,
and good say work, you're much just better not, than Ben.
Can you please ask, why isn't Ben doing this?
It's a question we all ask.
Yeah.
Also, speaking of upcoming things, if you're listening to this on Thursday, as all true creamers do, tomorrow you'll have a special little thing.
We're planning.
Yes.
Planning for it to
if
be
if it all
day.
Goes well.
It will be in the next few days, basically. So we have a big interview / podcast.
A grand one.
With the guys from the Grand Tour.
Yeah.
So Ben and, isn't going to be there, apparently. We don't know that yet.
Well,
it will go down to the wire. He might be there. He might not.
All we can say is that because, well, Ben's not going, Will and I are, they sent us a preview of the first episode of the Grand Tour. Will and I have seen it. I'm not sure we're allowed to say anything about it, so we can't. But all I can tell you is Ben hasn't watched it.
Yeah. We won't allow Ben to watch it because he won't confirm if he's going to come to the podcast.
And that's an L for Ben.
Yeah. I really did want to watch it, but then
wanted to watch it. You didn't want to come to the podcast.
No, let's have this conversation here on the podcast, shall we?
Specifically, you hate James of the three.
Yes. Like James. And James listens to the podcast, right?
That's why I said.
No.
Allegedly. Yeah. See how he just throws out.
That's what you told me. I don't know.
Supposedly.
Well, I haven't.
So-called Grand Tour host, James Engelman.
So-called James.
I may or may not be there. I don't know. They are, like, as far as we're aware, they're going to like produce the whole thing.
Is it
got a whole
like
team.
The level of fame? Is it not? Yeah. Is it
it's
not
more that I
you?
Don't have anything to do. So
hey, I just said I don't come along and meet the boys.
Yeah, but I don't want to be the guy where they're all doing a press junket. They have all these people coming in and doing stuff, and then you guys arrive. And you have stuff to do. And I'm just sort of stood there like, well.
Bros, imagine the whole thing. And you're on the left and there's like this chair there and you sit in that chair.
Like, imagine like there's only lunch, but it's like just for two of you, not for three.
What I mean,
like, what would I eat?
Is that if I come
ham
along.
Ham sandwiches, egg and cress.
Probably.
Francis Bourgeois' favourite sandwich.
Is it?
Yeah.
We'll have to find
is
out.
Is that from the first episode?
Oh, no, of course you couldn't say
no,
anything.
It's not from the episode. It's from a different podcast, actually. The Intercooler.
What I was going to say is that I don't want to be the guy that shows up and just like lingers around for the
sake
of it.
He doesn't want to be the guy that shows up.
Well, explain here then. Explain, you know, the unit.
This is my job. Fun fact.
Basically, he's waiting for us to sort of agree on a financial package large enough for him to come along.
Yeah.
So that one, it will look a little bit different because we're not filming it.
Yes.
It's a press junket. Also, massive shout out to James especially, but all of the guys from the Grand Tour and also from Amazon as well, because we've wangled a much bigger slot than.
Oh, was that a fart, Ben? Oh, sorry,
that was my chair. I was
whenever
my legs.
We mention these noises, they're never audible on camera. But no. that was a recognizable pop.
No, sure.
Anyway,
that was the chair.
Don't let's not interrupt. Look, I know you're not coming, but we want to talk. About
I want
this.
To, but I
so we're actually going to a London press junket, and usually you get like 15 minutes, 20 yeah. minutes, something like that. And I said that's not enough. We need more. And James especially was like, I will twist arms to do this. And we've ended up having an hour.
Hell
so an
man.
Hour recording of doing that.
So in the next few days, you will get us asking them about urinals and Tesco sandwiches.
Yes.
So.
And which way they face if they piss at the side of the road or any of those
which
banal
way?
Questions.
Into the wind.
Yeah.
That's the only logical thing.
My immediate thought was into the road.
Well, that's what I mean. There are no rules.
Someone coming past on the inside lane. Whoa, that was a bit slick.
Just sort of arcing it over the car.
I just want to confirm what Will just said is not true. There are rules. You can't do that.
But there's no rules.
That would be public indecency.
But surely any of it would be public indecency.
Oh, so
indecency.
I can
yeah,
face
of course,
a tree.
Yeah, but facing the road would make it worse, I would assume.
Is that true?
Or of course it would be worse. You see the whole...
What if I cover it up?
But surely...
What if I'm just doing it in my...
You're covering it with your hand like a cup, going, hey, no, don't look.
No press.
By this point, it's too late for them to have cancelled it because we'll have already done it.
Yeah, they're listening to this and going, no.
Okay, why did we agree to this?
But very excited for that because there's so many questions we want to ask.
You're excited for that.
I'm excited to see the podcast.
We want to know things. Also, no, I was about to ask if any of you listening have any questions, but it's too late.
It's too late.
So let's just say we don't care.
What do you want to know? What's your number one thing?
I want to know what their first cars were and I want to know like what are their... Do they have any dream cars? What do they want to buy now?
I'd like to know what their ultimate builds are. Because they're all into modifying cars. They're all into engine swaps and all that sort of stuff. That's cool.
Yeah, because I've been listening to some of the stuff they've been talking. We can't say anything about the episode, but some of the stuff they've been talking about, it feels like cars.
It feels like us. Like as in car people.
It's not cars. Instead of going, oh, we're all, they have great chemistry and banter. You can see that from the podcast and the press stuff they've already done.
but they're all very much into cars. And we said that before, you know, it's us again.
Well, we called it, didn't we?
That rather than trying to force chemistry and force humor and stuff like that, start with the cars, find people who are passionate about the cars and let it kind of grow from there, like Top Gear did. And that feels like exactly what they're doing.
Build the cars and they will come. That's what it
all
is.
All roads lead to cars.
2005.
All cars drive to Rome.
They could.
They can do that.
Big tangent there.
Yeah.
That's one of our finest ones.
So for me, what was that? Was that
so for me,
ruin?
It's going to be a rule.
Okay.
For what reason?
Yeah, you didn't...
Because things are just working currently.
Oh, you were going to say that E55 maybe not...
Oh, E55 is ruining everyone's day, but personal rule. The Golf, I haven't put any oil in that car. Full stop. That's it. No, nice. I haven't put any oil. Like, I haven't topped up the oil for 3 weeks now.
Wow. You haven't used it as much, right?
Yeah, no, but then this week I've been mashing miles on it.
I haven't driven that car at all. I haven't had to top any fuel or anything.
I've put fuel in it, but I usually have to put oil in it relatively regularly. I haven't done it for 3 weeks, and like this week has been a normal week of driving. It's just happy. Fair. So that or the sensor's dead and it's now
because
gone, isn't it?
It's because you stopped driving on the red line. You shifted gear.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
No. Unlikely.
Possibly not.
Will, what's it for you?
There he is. He only had half an hour to think about it.
Yeah, I'm just deciding whether it's still a rule, and I'm going to say it. No, not rule. Whether it's still a ruin. I think it is still a ruin.
I think
this morning we had to go and move the Mercy Lock, because the Mercy Lock has been on the trailer, basically. It hasn't been able to be removed. So had to go and remove it so that Jamie could use it today. And I was rather hoping that it would just start, or it would click and then start after a few attempts. It did exactly the same thing as at Shelby Walsh. Nothing. So basically, that car is unusable at the moment until an engine comes out of it. So I have been in the process of, just, again, like I said before, gathering parts, trying to do research, finding bits, doing all sorts, trying to get that car back on the road. It's going to be probably a couple of months, maybe even a few months. It may even be the whole of winter. I do not know yet. So, because also the engine might come out of that car, and it's notorious on those cars. You take the engine out and it goes, oh, actually, this needs doing. Oh, actually, valve clearances. Actually, this.
While you're in there, I'll have a little bit of that.
You know Christmas, stick it. Keep Christmas. No more presents for anyone. It's going to be Murcielago engine out season, so that's good.
What present are you going to get the Murcielago
for Christmas? I think I'll get it a great big a black eye.
Oh, okay.
May I?
An uppercut.
I've given Edward some abuse today.
Okay.
I'm feeling like a short term.
Wow. Well, right.
I think you need some perspective.
What?
Let's step back a second and let's feel grateful that you get to take the engine out.
This doesn't feel like abuse.
You're doing great, man.
Let me just abuse you for a second. Your jawline is fantastic.
No, what I'm saying is that today you look very sad with the storage unit. And we have it on camera.
Yeah, but you have to admit.
I know,
of course.
But let's look at it from the perspective of it's your Murcielago.
I know. But it would be much better if I
told
could
you
use
5 years
it.
Ago that you got to do this. You would probably be a little bit scared, but very excited.
Trust me, I understand this.
So let's
go. Just having the car is still mental to me. But I didn't think I'd have to do any of this stuff yet.
Yeah. Hey,
you get to do
but
it.
But I feel kind of fortunate. I've been speaking to some people recently that I did hear a story about someone, I won't know any names yet, but a chap who's also bought a Murcielago, similar to mine. He bought it 3 years ago. He hasn't driven it yet.
Oh,
Jesus.
I have no idea if you wanted that out, but if you hear that, then you heard that. It's sad. So I thought, you know what? I've had like 1,200 miles out of that car. And given that it's been off the road for a little while and it probably needs a bit of work, I've actually kind of been a bit fortunate. So.
And hey, it's your dream car.
And hey, so it looks bloody cool.
It's not like it's going to go into a big queue of 12 cars to sit there. It's sorry, that's a cheap shot. But this guy. I know, I'm just going to smoke. But it is, you're keeping that forever. So let's do it.
As long as I can afford it and for as long as, you know, it, you know, is alive and what such. But yeah, so hopefully that will be sorted, I hope, this year. But I want to see it back and then hopefully sort the paint. And then we've got a solution for the coilovers and other bits just to get it right. Also, it's quite cool with that car at the moment is there's lots of like potential development stuff. For like there's a solution we have for coilovers where hopefully that car might be used as the sort of, prototype, if you
That's
like.
That's cool.
To make some suspension for that car because there are not many alternatives and there's a load of other little bits that are going on in the background. So hopefully that'll be very, very cool and should save some manies as well. My plan may not come to fruition is that while that's away, the thing behind us, the M3, which is on the lift at the moment, will take its place because I will become very sad if I don't have a fun. I realize if I don't have a fun car to drive, I get sad. So if the M3 is there, because the Megane is away at the moment, that should be back very, very soon. It's having a cage and whatnot put in. But the M3, I'm hoping, will do the tiding over of the exciting, rorty, naughty, spicy car. And then the Murcielago can return whenever. Speaking of the M3 behind us, actually, I think this might be the first time it's seen on the podcast anyway. I think there was something on TDC and I posted about it briefly. But this is a very low mileage, clean example of an E92 M3. One of those things is true.
It's an
E92 M3. It has 53,000 miles. Crazy. This car. I bought it from a friend of mine, John Benson, from Tyre Reviews. But despite that, I still ran a car vertical check on it because you never know. You never know. All those years ago, he might not have run a car vertical check on it. He might have missed out on some stuff. And fortunately, actually, this car is pretty good. It's just been sat for years. So obviously, car vertical will tell you mileages, that sort of thing, which is really, really helpful. I did it on this car. There's no major issues. There's no like mad crash damage or anything like that. So I was happy to buy it. That plus the fact that it came from a friend. But we always use car vertical. Every single car we buy, we run a car vertical because the amount of times we have gone to buy a car, been interested in the car, we run a check and it comes back with damage or finance or something that the owner is withholding because they want to get a few quid extra or they don't want to tell you until you arrive on the day. It's incredibly annoying.
And you can use our code CREAM for 20% off your next car vertical check. We appreciate all of the creamers out there who have used our code. Car vertical have told us that a load of you have been using it. Shout out to you. If you want to buy a load of them, you can get up to 50% off if you bundle them together. Shout out, car vertical.
Big up.
I have a game I'd like to play.
Okay, what's that then?
I've seen it a few times on Instagram. You, each of us are going to be involved in this game. We each have a budget. I'm going to up it to $50. We're using dollars just because it's easier to say than pounds. $50 each. I'm going to generate from a list. I've created a list of 100 cars. It's actually about 150. Cool cars with specs of what these cars are.
Okay.
We must each bid to build our perfect garage.
Okay.
You might go early and decide to blow all your money and outbid each other to get the car that you want, but then something else cool might come up. We'll go for maybe 10 or 15 cars. We'll see how it goes.
I'm going
to
get a calculator up.
Does the price include fees?
Yes, the price includes fees. So this
I've got $50.
You've got 50, correct. I need you to keep track of your own money, please, Ben. And no cheating, thank you.
Me? Look at this guy.
The old monopolizer over there.
I'm going to get so many good cars. Go on.
And you must let's keep track of what cars we have. And I've got a randomized list.
Now,
A Luce on there?
I love an auction. So I get you to do it like an actual auctioneer?
I'm not going to do a full auctioneer, but you know, there might be.
I mean, like the guy that reads it out.
Yeah.
Goes, here we have a wonderful.
Thanks. That's my job. I'm going to go ahead and hit randomize. Here we go. We're starting off today bidding with a Porsche 991 GT2 RS. This one in Guards Red, Black Leather, Alcantara with the YSAC pack and magnesium wheels. Can I start the bidding off at $1? Anybody taking up at $1?
I'll have $1.
$1. Sure. Any response from the room? $1? No. Bear in mind, this car will sell today.
I'm selling the car.
I am selling. Sold, Ben.
Wow.
$1 GT RS.
That is a great deal. I'm going to flip that for $2.
Right.
I won't be buying that.
I now have, crazy one to come up. A Gordon Murray S1LM, delivery mileage.
Wow.
Exposed carbon fiber in historic orange detailing. Can I start the bidding? $5.
The spec's putting me off.
$5 on that. It's Gordon Murray. You can get that thing respec'd.
I don't want an LM though.
I'm bidding at $5. I'm in at $5.
You can't. Oh.
Can anybody
come in? Oh, you know what? I've just forgot how much money I've got. $6.
I'm in at $7. Anybody, any rebuttals here? I have someone on the phone. That's why I'm bidding. Someone on the phone with me.
You didn't someone come all the way to Reading to lose out.
No, I will sell this car at $6. Going.
Selling the car.
Going. It's gone. That is a GM. I'm happy with that. $6. I'm respecting
that. Was it $7?
$6.
Did I say $6 and you said $7? Or did I say $5 and you said $6?
I'll say $7.
Call it
then.
$6.
No, we'll call it $7 just in case. Let's look.
I don't know.
What's
cheeky? I like it.
Or did you say $15?
What's an extra dollar?
$7
to
with fees.
We're going on the randomise. We now have a Mercedes 190E Evolution 2.
Oh,
in the spec you're thinking of.
A fantastic investment piece.
A $1. Can I start the bidding off?
Oh, anybody do you know what? I'll have one.
I'll have two.
Ben's at two. Any more rebuttals?
I'm out. I'm at the bar.
Two. That's it. Oh, Ben's not happy at two.
I didn't really want it. I just wanted a bit
more. Are you keeping track of what you've spent?
Yeah, I've done the maths on my phone. Legally,
you have entered a contract by bidding.
Ben's got 49. Right.
So I've got 50 minus 1 equals 49 on my
phone.
And
so you've now got another two off.
Oh, I don't want it, but it's an investment. So that's fine.
Sure, why not? Next up, we have got coming in a Honda Civic Type R EK9 Championship. Ooh. White Red Recaros. this is a fantastic bit of Japanese.
Ben, I'll assume a low mileage on
it. This is just 67,000 miles.
Fantastic.
I got ChatGPT.
Are you actually bidding on things currently?
Turns out I've drained the bank account. Anybody start? Anybody start on this? I'll go in at one.
I'll start at two. No, okay, I'll go up that two.
You're two. I'll go three on that. That's as far as I am at.
I'm out.
Yep. No one else?
Sold to this man. I've got nothing.
Wait, you're
I'm looking for the bargains.
You're a flimsy bidder.
Shout out.
I've now got an Aston Martin Valkyrie. Ooh. Now we've got we're in Aston Martin Racing Green, exposed carbon roof and lower body, black Alcantara with the lime accents, the AMR accents on
okay.
this. I'm going to start at one. Start two. At one, Donna. Two, Will's in at two.
I feel like we should be starting these cars a bit differently.
No.
Ben, if you'd like to bid, you can bid.
No, I don't want to bid.
I'm going in at two.
Three.
Four.
Five.
Six.
Did I come all this way?
Make no mistake, we will.
$7. That's me.
That's you.
Yeah. We got a new bidder.
Eight.
Eight, nine.
I'm out.
Ten.
Ten.
Oh.
I'm out. That's it.
Ten. Selling the car.
That's it. Sold.
Can I make a change?
That's a fantastic.
That's my first
not
point.
All cars a big one. In auction would start at the same thing.
I know, but this one.
Can it be rough?
Yeah, I did start at five on the GMA, thank you.
What, you so want estimates?
But like the Valkyrie, you can start that at like five.
Are you running this auction or not?
Yeah.
Yes.
Would you like to keep it down over there?
I'm Mr. Sotheby's.
The bidders don't get to shout at Mr. Sotheby, okay? They go, shut up and pay me your money.
Also, you can always say that. When the bidding starts, you can always say five.
Yeah,
if you want to pay £4 more or dollars more, that's up to you, buddy.
Just saying it should be accurate.
Ferrari F40.
The biggie.
It's in just original spec. We'll start the bidding as I've decided. Start the bidding at five.
Oh, that's
$5.
That's a bit strong.
I'm in at six. I'll go, five. Okay, nine.
Wow.
Anything from you? Ten. I'll do ten. Anybody at ten?
Just looking at my bank.
We will have to close on this vehicle.
I think I'll go with 11.
11, that's 11. I think that's sold. You've got an F40. You've got a Valkyrie and an F40. This is kind
of putting together a fantastic collection of automobiles.
Just five lots left, ladies and
running
gentlemen.
Running out of dough, though. How much dough have we got?
Five lots left?
How much have you got?
I can't tell you. 29 mil.
Okay, cool.
No, $29, sorry.
Five lots left. I'm going to start bidding. I've got loads of money.
Ladies and gentlemen, I bring you now the BMW 1M Coupe. Valencia Orange. Boston leather with orange stitching, Harman carbon. Starting at one on this one.
I'll take two.
Three.
I don't know why I said two.
Four. Any more for any more?
Five.
Six. Five. Six. Interesting.
He just said he don't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's just.
That's actual rich man's
spec. That's Monterey spec.
Yeah. He's just trying to fill a gap in the garage.
This is FU money.
Six. Any more? Any further on six? Can I get any more?
No, six. I think we're cool.
That is sold. Sold that car.
That's actually a mad price. When you put that in perspective compared to what you paid for other things.
What did you pay for your Valkyrie?
Not that much.
Was it seven?
Can't remember.
Doesn't Mercedes-Benz SLS AMG Black Series in solar beam.
I want this.
Black Designio leather Alcantara with the AMG aerodynamics package. This is a fantastic car, guys. We're going to start the bidding off at two on this car. Anybody, can I have a
I'll
four?
Get two. Whoa! They are not making any more SLSs, folks.
Four. Any further on four?
I'll have a five on that one.
Six.
Seven.
Seven. Oh, he's preempting you.
Eight.
Ten.
Sold to the man back with all of the money.
With pockets full of money.
Just three cars left, ladies and gentlemen. Fine.
I'm going to have to start getting shit going.
We now have... This is genuinely on the randomizer. This list is great. A Porsche Carrera GT Faience yellow, which is one of the really cool colors on that car. We're going to start the bidding, ladies and gentlemen, at five on this car.
$10.
$15.
Oh my God.
I will bid up to, that's not how it works.
$15. Do we have any more?
$16.
$19.
$20.
$25. Do we have any more?
Let me check my accounts.
I can barely afford this.
Do we have any more?
Selling the car.
We make no mistake, ladies and gentlemen.
We will sell.
At 25, we are sold.
That's a world record.
That's a world.
Yeah, that's big.
Do you know what?
Also, you almost said verbatim what they said at RM Sotheby's.
You see how it happens. You go, I'm having this. This is mine.
God, I'd love to be rich. I'd do that with real
so
cars.
So two more cars remaining.
Just two cars going, ladies and gentlemen.
We couldn't extend.
We have, what a great pull. I've just hit randomize. And we've got the Bugatti Veyron 16.4.
For me, it's going to be big.
It's black, blue, metallic, overexposed blue carbon, Havana leather with diamond cut wheels. So that's going to be a facelift. Okay. That's going to be one of the later cars. We're going to start the bidding at five, ladies.
I'm going 10. 7. Whoa, 12.
Straight off 12. Any more? Do we have any more? Any more for any more?
18.
Come 20. On now. They're not making these anymore. 20. Good God. Any more?
You think you're funny. Yeah.
I will sell 21. The car. 21.
22.
22, ladies 20. And gentlemen.
3, 4.
Now, I just want to, just to the bidders in the room, just want to check we do have the cash for these.
Yep, yep. I've been approved for bidding.
Okay, cool.
$25.
$26. $26. Come on, do we have anything more, ladies and gentlemen? Make no mistake.
I'm out.
$26, and it's sold.
It's a new record.
You can't have much left.
To the man with the hair in the background. Right.
With the hair.
The final, the final car. I've hit refresh on it. Is the lot number 96.
It's got lot numbers now.
Pagani Zonda. 14,000 miles. Argento Nürburgring with tan leather and blue inserts. Polished wheels. Exposed carbon lower body.
You've run out of dough. I have to ask something. Wait. That's on that.
You may not take
if I didn't have enough money, I could still bid though, right?
No, you can't do that. Hypothetically,
if I bid, no, because I could bid someone up on an auction and then not win it and it's fine.
No, that's not true.
No, you can't, because if you get stuck with it, you're done for.
We've checked your bank. That's the risk you take.
You may go up to what you have. Ladies and gentlemen, seeing as this is a charity auction lot, we'll start at one on this and let's see how it goes.
$5.
I'm doing maths.
$5. I've got five. Do we have any more on five?
20.
I'm out of money.
So there we go. Do you have $20?
I got $29.
You still have that much?
Yes.
$20.
Well, so you got $9 left. So,
and I've come away with change.
You have got yourself a Pagani Zonda.
A Valkyrie and an F40.
A Valkyrie and you've gone
with £9 left over as well.
I've come away with a Carrera GT, a GT2R. Did you win the GT2RS?
I think
I won the GT2RS.
Yeah, I didn't.
The GT2RS and an EK9 Civic. Can't say I'm the happiest about that.
What have I got?
It's not the greatest auction result.
A Crow GT is pretty cool.
But yeah, I kind of spunked my load on that.
But okay. Let's redo the framing on that, please. Then Ben's collection.
I've got an Evo thing.
What? 190.
190E. Yeah, yeah.
I've got.
I thought you got the GT2RS.
I've got the 1M. I've got the. Veyron.
You got a Veyron.
That's kind of nice.
I got one other thing. I've forgotten what it is. I'm so rich. I don't care.
That is a whack collection.
Yeah, I think Will's kind of won.
I just wanted the Veyron. Yeah, but you waited.
The Zonda, though, when you said the Zonda came up, and I knew you'd already spent 25.
I promise as well.
And you were out. I was like, I'm winning this.
I promise. That was on randomize. So there were some good cards.
I like that game.
I think we may have to, we might try this game tomorrow with the guys at Throttle House. That might be quite funny.
What did I win for $1?
Yeah, I don't.
Because I put my calculator 50 minus 1 equals 49. I can't remember what it was.
Do you know what's really annoying is I'm looking at that collection going, yeah, I've got that.
Yeah.
But also,
I'll put the Zonda there.
I can't wait to drive the Zonda home.
I'll put the Olympic size swimming pool.
For just $20 as well. What a bargain.
Yeah, but you've also got money left over though.
Exactly. I need to maintain these
cars. you're dying with change.
True.
No. It's getting taken.
No, there's always other auctions.
But hey, there might be an auction next week. Who knows? So that's look, I saw that credit to the people that I stole that off on Instagram. That's the most vague I could be. There you go. You've got your credit. Now, what should we go on to next?
Benjamin Rogers, you said you saw a number plate recently that said Ben.
So I mentioned a while ago that there's a plate that I would like, which I will never have because it's lots of money. 8EN, Ben. It used to be on a W211.
That's the same as ours?
No.
What is it? What are you saying?
What
car
is
it?
What's C63?
W204.
A coupe W204 C63. Back in the day, when I was a young man, I used to be in the city of Bath.
Nice, good.
And I used to see that quite a lot. And then I lost track of it for many years. And it got put on a Range Rover Sport.
Yes.
I saw it.
Got that here. I can see it. I can see it.
I got sent.
Lineage.
I got sent. I saw it on, hold on, I have a photo.
I've got it too.
You got a photo?
I've got a photo.
I think it was on Candid Cars on Instagram.
Is it this?
It's a story.
Very, very small photo, but that
okay,
is.
That's different again.
That's different.
But this was from the other day on a story. It is on some sort of body kitted L405.
Ooh.
We have spotted him in the flesh. So ATN lives and is on a different car once again.
So when are you going to put it on your what was it? 190E Cosworth?
I don't have
that. On the Veyron, surely.
Surely that's going on the Veyron. Big Khan spec F1.
Big Ben in the Veyron.
Big Ben. You know what? Can someone's got to have a B18 Ben that we can buy. Ben. Or B16 Ben.
I'll put B16 Ben on one of my cars.
Sure, that's going to be worth dope.
I think that's going to be bread.
I guess because of the monument.
Here we go. There he is. Plate game exceptional. 8 yen on the back of what looks to be a con or is that a...
That is... Oh, yeah, that's con badge.
That's the con badge.
I don't know much.
There it is. Crazy. So a little update on 8 yen. And
when you say it out loud, it doesn't sound good.
On
8 yen just sounds like...
Also, it kind of needs a legal spacing to look like Ben.
Yeah, but I quite like that.
Otherwise, I would read it like that.
Yeah.
So that's one of them ones.
But
and that's going to be a big spenny plate.
I have a photo of me as a young man in front of the C63, which I will not share with you, but I have got that on my phone.
Like, what? Why won't we see that?
Because you look like young you.
I chimed. Is it a bit that?
Is it because you had the Justin Bieber hairstyle?
I absolutely did have that.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely had that.
I knew it.
Yeah, it was...
But look, everyone probably looks a bit odd when they're a child.
Probably, I don't know if I have
it. Bro had that, whoa.
I don't know if I have it.
What have we got next?
We've got... I just want to talk about football for a while.
Surely.
I don't want to do that.
It's but not you, football, you know what? But don't worry about it.
But this time, it's cool.
This time, it's serious. I think we've already mentioned this chap before.
Yes.
Josko Gvardiol, plays for Manchester City. He is a defender. He is Croatian. That's a very good footballer.
What's he playing?
He is playing
in
football.
Position.
He can be a centre-back. He can also be a left-back. But he's quite dynamic and he's fantastic with the ball at his feet. He could actually play anywhere if you really wanted him to.
If he put his mind to it.
If
he really applied himself.
What's
exactly
he?
That. He plays for Manchester City.
Okay.
Right.
Ben just wanted to know. I did say that. Yeah. But anyway. Not to worry.
And what sport does he play?
And like, what's his name? So we spoke about him before, I think, about the fact that, I think I saw it on something BBC related where they were asking about classic cars. And he said, yeah. I got some classic cars and I asked for him a couple. They didn't ask good questions because it was boring. He basically came out and said, I think it was a...
Mark 4 R32?
R129 SL.
Yeah.
I don't know if he said what engine. And a Mark 4 R32.
Lovely.
Among many, many others. But then a video surfaced very, very recently. So the Premier League season's kind of started. And he just rocks up to work in an Evo 6 Tommy Mac.
A Tommy Mac with the special colouring package with the SCP stripe kit. That's fantastic.
Like that's
fantastic.
I mean, the Mark IV Golf is pretty good in the SL, but I mean, a Tommy Mac is... Well,
that's cool. That's big ball Noah.
If you know, you know.
Yeah.
If you know, he is the thinking man's footballer. So we would absolutely love to get him on the podcast at some point just to talk about, or even just go and do a video looking at the collection of cars, whatever it is. So I'm going to do my absolute best to try and get hold of the man, of Man City, of whatever it is. If anyone knows anything about contacting him or whoever near him, let me know.
And we'll play football if you need us to. You know,
I will.
We're surely good at that.
Ben's a fantastic goalkeeper.
I was a goalkeeper back in the day.
That makes sense. Really? Now, very long.
Now, here's football news number two of the day.
Oh, there's another.
Have you seen Ronaldo these days?
No. Who's that?
He's a man that plays football, so what I've heard. He recently posted a photo in his garage. Did you see this?
I did see something.
I've seen this, yeah. You have seen this. Now, I thought I'd bring it up on the podcast because, my, are we not, right now on the PlayStation, on the TV behind us, we've got Project Gotham Racing 3. And in Project Gotham Racing, you could have the house and you could fill it with cars. It seems Ronaldo's done the same thing because... My word, are there cars here?
Oh, wowzers, trousers.
So, for audio listeners, it's a photo of him looking potentially the most
awkward.
The most unnatural I've ever seen a human look, kind of leaning on a car.
Ben looks near a car.
Thanks. That's a car dealership.
It is. So, what we've got, he's sitting on a...
Yes,
that is what you think that is. So, let's start with from the bottom. We've got a LaFerrari.
Yep.
Down at the bottom. Right down at the bottom.
Is that a LaFerrari? I don't think that is.
I think it is because there's another photo. 2 moments.
It doesn't have the pointy nose.
Hold on.
Or maybe I'm wrong.
Hold on.
Can I get a VAR on that?
The other photo is here. Oh, no, sorry. Will, you're right. Let me pull up the other photo.
Is that a McLaren? Or
no,
it is,
in fact, a Daytona SP3.
Of course.
So we've got Daytona SP3 to start us off.
And then a Daytona.
We've got the SP2, the Monza, or an SP1 because it's only got one seat. Yeah, because it's only got one seat.
GT1.
Then we've got a Mercedes Project 1.
Project 1, that's the one.
AMG 1.
Then we've got a Bugatti Veyron facelift. I think that's a super sport. I might be wrong. We've got a Purosangue next to it. We've got a Speedtail.
Yeah, Speedtail's kind of niche.
Then we've got the Centro Dici, Dong Dici Quattro Porte.
EB110 looking.
Whatever it is, Chiron. The Bugatti Chiron thing. We've got, I can't tell what that is.
It has Bugatti-esque, there he is.
Sorry.
I can't find him. There he is. There he is.
That, that I'm going to say is Chiron.
That's a Chiron.
Is
that's
that
a,
another?
Is that a Mistral?
Is that a Devo?
No, I think, is it? I think that's just the Chiron because he has the polished wheels and he has that the straight up ass.
All right then.
That's what I'm going to put my money on.
The fixed wing.
Yes. No, I think that's just a normal one because that he's got his risers. You can see his risers where he goes in.
Yeah.
Cool. He's got a few quid.
And then and then something I'm really liking. What's that, Will?
Now,
that's a 599 GTO.
It is a 599 GTO, but it's got silver mirrors. Because I saw the wheels, I was like, that's GTO.
No,
but
it doesn't.
I
think that's a reflection.
I think that might be a reflection.
Because the other one looks black.
Right, yeah.
And then
yeah.
Next to it, a Senna.
Oh, yeah, that looks like a Senna.
Now, come on now. I get it. I understand. I've heard that he had a Veyron or a Bugatti of some sort. And usually that's what they do. They're like, I've got one silly, crazy car that's expensive because it's expensive.
Mm.
That's it. Whatever the newest thing is. But that is a collection.
Yeah.
That is a collection of someone in the know. I know a lot of it is just what's best
the
car
most
right
expensive
now.
Thing.
But yeah. 599 GTO being in there.
Yeah, no, that's...
That's cool.
It's not just an 812 yeah. or a, what's it called, 12 cylinder or whatever.
I'm liking that. So, crazy.
Also, that would be cool. I wonder if that's like an old... if it's obviously had it for a long, long time.
Yeah.
Or if it's a recent purchase. If it's a recent purchase, then that's cool.
Either way, cool. And the way it looks is that is maybe half the collection. It looks like that's not the whole room,
yeah.
If I'm honest.
So we'll do a video on it.
Yeah, collecting cars, you know. Oh, by the way, that video's out. That came out last week, last Thursday. Our video on collecting cars. Go give that a watch. We had a look around a collection that had never been seen before. It was completely new. Will managed to find it on Instagram.
Just a man.
Your man who had less than 100 followers, but had a Veyron, which annoyingly wasn't there.
Yeah, so annoying that wasn't there.
All of his other things were very, very cool.
We did drive a Carver.
Whoa, we drove a leaning car.
Yeah.
That's all you need to know.
That was very scary.
What we got next?
We got a very cool and nice email.
Hell yeah. Would you
a
like
very,
to
very
it?
Cool, nice email. His name is George.
Hello, George.
He said, "Hi guys, I love the podcast. Always a highlight of my week." Fantastic. 2 weeks ago, I received my biggest L.
Ben, you don't know about this at all.
I know about L's.
Surely he does.
Chief of the L's.
Ben sat forward when you said L's.
He went, "Okay, right. Talk to me." I'm a professional.
Talk to me, Goose.
So 2 weeks ago, I received my biggest L. It physically measures 4,768 millimetres. However,
not quite long, but it's limited.
There is some, I won't say the next because I don't understand it. Basically saying that it is immeasurable, this L. I'm of course talking about the Lotus Carlton. However, this is not just any Lotus Carlton. If you look at the attached photos, you will see that it sports the iconic number plate 40RA. This is because this was owned by none other than the late Richard Austin, the owner of the original 40RA. He bought this to set the record straight after people online began claiming that they had the original 40RA. So he set about attending shows and telling his story with his best friend, Mike. They took it all over, including multiple Nürburgring trips. A video of it lapping the iconic Nürburgring exists somewhere online. Sadly, Richard fell ill and he then passed away earlier this year. So his car collection was to be auctioned off. This car being the final one and the crown jewel of the collection. I feel incredibly lucky to have been able to purchase this, and I owe it to you guys in a large part. This was an absolute dream that I never thought would come true, but seeing Will accomplish his goal of the Big M inspired me to make it happen, regardless of what it may cost me down the line, brackets of which I'm ignoring until it bankrupts me, as the memories will be priceless. Here's to generational debt. Thanks for being a massive inspiration. If you would like to know more, I'm here to answer any questions. Thanks again, George.
First things first. Hell yeah, George.
That's so cool.
Good stuff. Ben, you've got questions.
So he owns the plate now?
No. So this is the thing. So I unfortunately actually have I was the person that made Richard's life quite hard because the story of 40RA wasn't on the internet. I did some digging after I saw this email and I pulled this up. This is the Google Trends. You know, Google Trends, it basically shows you how much things have been searched over time. If the 40RA Lotus Carlton, if you have a look here, Ben, when did it start? It starts around, it's about January 2019, I think is when it starts. In January 2019, that's when we made the Car Throttle video of 40RA Lotus Carlton. It was a story that my dad had told me loads growing up. I feel someone in the comments will be able to find this. I thought it was in Clarkson Planet Dagenham, but it might have been another Clarkson book. It was just a small little excerpt about 40RA. My dad used to tell me about it. And I thought, that would make a really good video. I posted the video, and within weeks, people started just printing 40RA number plates, putting them on their Carlton, and saying, I've still got it.
Mm.
Richard Austin, who was the guy who, the RA in 40RA, who it all happened to, He then had to go on the internet and start going, no, you didn't. The car is dead. It's gone. It was, there is a very good story. Ben and I were in the middle of making a whole big video, massive video for Car Throttle, like a Netflix documentary style thing. We had a runway booked, a Testarossa, a Lotus Carlton, an MG Metro police car, a new BMW police car. We were going to drag race them all, tell the whole story, visit Richard, do all this sort of stuff. And then unfortunately the plug got pulled on the budget for Car Throttle. We were told it was too expensive to make. So we never got to make it. But I spoke to Richard a few times and said, like, well, I really want to make this video, and got an interview with him about what happened. I will tell it at some point. We'd still like to make a video. But unfortunately he passed away. But in that time, he bought two Carltons when I'd last spoken to him. One he was restoring and one that was mint. I believe this George has bought the mint one. The plate is owned by his son, I believe Richard's son. So the plate is not with the Carlton, but he's got a show plate. And I think of all cars, he has the ability
it's the
to
most
run.
Fitting, yeah.
He has the ability to run because Richard owned that Carlton.
Yeah.
But that is so very incredibly cool. It's just so cool. I love that story. It's my favorite car story on earth.
Yeah,
it's by far my favorite. Because look at that stupid shaped thing that was as quick as a Testarossa. That is like coming out with you can't even call it like an M5 or something. It would be the equivalent of Peugeot coming out with a saloon today that is as fast as a Revuelto.
Well, imagine Vauxhall coming out
with
something that was as quick as
just an Insignia.
One of the equivalent like V12 Ferraris, it would be mad.
It's the best store on earth. And shout out to Akrima who's gone out and nearly bankrupted himself for it.
Yeah,
it's
cool. We aren't taking responsibility, any sort of monetary loss, anything like that we can't take responsibility for, but we can take some responsibility for just saying, you know what, sod it. Buy the car and do the thing. That's it. Them's are the rules.
You can always sell a car. Ben, the auction fever Rogers, will he'll get that thing going.
That's what he said when he bid that $26, ladies and gentlemen. He thought, sod it. It's an investment.
Yeah. Mega shout out. Mega shout out. Hopefully we'll see that car on the channel at some point.
That would be very, very cool. Benjamin?
Hi.
You came to us with news just before this podcast.
I did.
And then you said, we'll tell you on the podcast. I'll tell you on the podcast. It's about Top Gear.
And then you went, it's actually mad because... No, actually, I'll tell you on the podcast.
No, it's actually, but like, have you heard... actually, I'll tell you on the podcast.
So there were rumours that Top Gear... Because Top Gear was never...
Officially
ended. It was shelved.
Yes. It was on a long hiatus.
Indefinitely. So there were rumours that it was possibly coming back with some rumour presenters. We don't know whether that's true, but...
Our NDAs mean we can't say... No, that's not true.
That's not true at all. The BBC have now released a thing saying it's coming back.
So in the last week or so, there was a load of rumours that Jimmy Carr was supposedly being, you know, vetted for it. And that's where all of the hype came around. So I assume they've had to now go, all right, we'll make a statement.
They've said it's coming back.
Right.
They have not. The BBC's director of entertainment said Jimmy Carr, I quote, would be a great host, but I won't be discussing that today.
Okay, interesting.
So
very interesting. A very diplomatic answer.
It's coming back. My personal opinion is that it feels a little bit like it feels like maybe not the best time for them to come back because Grand Tour is dropping and they're like, yo, now let's make a directly comparable show.
But I wonder if that's why they're going, right, they've launched, Grand Tour have launched with a load of people that like general public don't know. Like general public do not know Throttle House. It's only us that know Throttle House.
Right.
But we think that that's, as in car people, seem to think that that's a really good idea because you're capturing us, the people that the show actually matters for.
Hmm.
And then you build out. Same thing with Top Gear. Old Top Gear came back and it was the first few series were for car people. And then everyone else started to watch. Whereas I wonder if Top Gear or BBC are thinking, that's a rubbish idea. If we just bring in a load of big names now, we'll like blow them out of the water. I don't think it's going to work.
It does feel like really bad timing as well. Maybe they're thinking it's great timing because people will be talking about.
Yeah.
Because Top Gear is going to be mentioned now. For a little while, people are going to be mentioning Top Gear. But the problem Top Gear is always going to have now is that you've already seen how they've selected the Grand Tour presenters, is that they've used Clarkson, Hammond, and May. So there is a blessing there, that there is a passing of the torch, handing over the baton. To these new guys that they're never going to be able to do on Top Gear.
Yeah.
And that people are always going to go, oh, well, the last few weren't that great, even though they weren't awful.
Oh, I got,
some of them, especially the Chris Harris.
if I'm honest, series. There were episodes of Top Gear, latest Top Gear, that I enjoyed more than the last Grand Tour of the old trio. Like, there were genuinely episodes where I was like, I could take or leave that Grand Tour, but that's a good Top Gear. So it's weird to try and like make a rivalry now.
Yeah.
Which, yeah.
It feels like, are they going to go for the like ultra car thing, or are they going to go super the other? Because it felt like with the last one, they were kind of going for, we'll go for three lads banter and try and like make that the thing, even though that's not, that was one of the reasons Top Gear was successful, but it's not.
No.
It isn't, you know, it's not, it's more nuanced than that, folks.
Does Jimmy Carr like cars?
He does. He's supposedly, he's not it, like.
It's his surname.
He's named after them.
Yeah.
I don't know that he's like, I don't think he has a collection or he has that many, you know, personal cars, but I think he's like anecdotally quite into. And hey, he was the fastest at the track, guys.
But is that don't what forget you're looking that. For? Is someone who's anecdotally into cars?
Unless to me, like, I would argue probably not. Completely changing the format. It'll be like that. What's that
it's
series?
A stand-up show.
Yeah, the last one laughing. It's Jimmy Carr, and he brings in a load of people, and they have to compete or whatever. I mean, again, it'd be cool to have Top Gear back. I'm not gonna say no to more car-related shows. I just want it to be thought some about thought. And done right, and because obviously, I think the Grand Tour feels like it's now being. It has been thought about. There's been. It's not just a rush to go and throw whoever in there. So I'm hoping that Top Gear will do the same thing. If it doesn't, then hey man, there's always the next 4 years.
I would be intrigued though.
I'm intrigued.
Yeah,
intrigued.
And do you know what? The BBC has the ability to put out excellent content every now and then.
Yes, that's absolutely true.
But the problem
true.
Is that this is not. It's not a series or something like that. It requires personalities and knowledge and what such.
So, My concern would be the fact that the Grand Tour has some wggle room because they haven't done the rebrand yet. This is their first rebrand. Where BBC, this would be their third or fourth rebrand.
That's true. That's true. Yeah.
And it's like, it feels like it, I don't know.
But again, they don't have that, like, they can't get approval from whoever went before, or not from the people that they, you know, need it to come from anyway.
I've just done a very quick search on what cars he owns, if any, Jimmy Carr. And most recently, he was in the news for having a Aston Martin DB6 made electric. So he has an electric DB6.
Oh no.
And then I remember from before, I think it was on Top Gear. He had a Rover 75.
Yeah.
Back then.
And so this is what I was trying to think back to. Obviously there was some, I think he was on there two times. Yeah. I think he was on some of the one of the really early ones, but you could tell he wasn't like mad into car. It wasn't like having JK on or something like that.
So just from what I can see on this list, this is a very, BuzzFeed type article, but we've got a newer Range Rover. So that's 22 odd, a Continental GT, and previously a Rover 45, and then he has a DB6. So there's not that much chops. The chops aren't really there.
Or are they thinking, nah, surely not. I mean, it's in the name that it can't be electric.
Hey, who knows? Who knows? Interesting to see.
Time
will always tell. Either way, I'm just excited for Grand Tour. I think that's... It's
you can't give your opinion.
I can't, but I can say that while I was watching it, one of the first things I thought before watching it is actually true, is that we don't have something to watch. I know it's not on the TV, but like on the TV that's car related at the moment. That's like realistically, we don't have like a Halo.
No, it's not.
YouTube. And I know that YouTube that's kind of taken over for a lot of people, but even if you doubled our budget, tripled our budget, 10 times our budget, we still wouldn't come out with TV quality stuff because that's not what YouTube calls for. YouTube wants it to be quick, snappy, done quite quickly. The turnaround times need to be short. Shout out, Joe. But it is nice to have, and I bet you the Throttle House guys might think the same thing, that it's nice to have just something beautifully polished and made and lovely. And that's cool to look forward to. But I'm looking forward to there's only a few episodes. I don't know how many there are.
Six, I think.
This is six. That we're going to have, we'll only have those six and we have to look forward to them. That's cool. Whereas I know that if I go on YouTube tonight, there'll be something I haven't watched.
Mm-hmm.
There's something kind of, I don't know, it's too, it's like a quick dopamine hit.
Yeah.
Whereas this is like, let's all huddle around and watch. I can't say how it was, but.
But like big things that, I mean, like someone like a Whistling Diesel or whatever, they're doing like huge stuff, but they're still not doing to the same extent as what you can do with a TV budget. Like some of the stuff Top Gear did, and you look at it, it's
mental.
Like, it's mad. And people have done it on YouTube to an extent, but never to that level, because that's something that only, and maybe it's not right, that only TV has that sway, has that, you know, that it's kind of no one would allow someone on YouTube to do some of this stuff. But like racing a tank or a helicopter or that kind of stuff, it's like it's very hard to get that done on YouTube. But with TV, it's possible.
I always think about the like the throwaway little segments, like the Range Rover Sport with the tank.
Yeah,
that was a 5 to 10 minute segment.
Yeah,
that is a tiny YouTube video.
Yeah,
in terms of timing, and they probably spent I don't know 50 grand, 100 grand making that. That's we could never do that.
I always used to wonder with Top Gear especially, is they seem to have some old Top Gear, that is. Well, actually Top Gear in general. I always have to have this free reign with just wrecking cars.
Yeah.
Not even old cars, because obviously they can buy old cars, but new cars.
Yeah.
Press cars just getting ruined. Like when they were doing the caravan challenge and they were just smashing into stuff.
The Australian,
the GTR and the Bentley.
The GTR, the Bentley. There was that story online that the Bentley was essentially written off because it was just full of the orange dirt.
Yeah.
Like it couldn't be got out.
And I don't know if it was a...
apologise later.
Yeah, but or if it was just, look, we know this is going to be so unbelievably popular for us, so who really cares?
We're going to start doing that. Just asking for press cars and they're ruining them and going, yeah, but 100,000 views.
We drove it through Reading. So, yeah, I'm interested. I mean, to have two shows would be good. It was always, like, back in the day, it was cool to have Top Gear and then you have Fifth Gear for something different. Because that's the other thing is now you have the, like, surely they can't do the same thing.
Yeah.
The Grand Tour does that kind of, or does it?
Oh,
or does it? Almost
you can't
got me
say
there,
your opinion.
But you know, it's a similar sort of thing, so they're going to have to do something slightly similar. Otherwise, there's always going to be comparisons.
Fair.
So, Jimmy, mate,
Jimmy, James Carr, let's get it going, mate,
Mr. Carr.
What have we got next?
This is a goodie.
This is a big one.
This is one we've discovered just today, and a man sent this on Instagram, and I'm going to credit you.
Your
name, I think, is something along the lines of Only Vans,
okay.
Or it could be Only Wagons. Correct me in the comments. You know who you are. Sent a link, said, have you seen Renault merch? And obviously, like, we're like, of course we've seen Renault merch.
We're big into the merch. Now, we're filming this only a few days after the last podcast, so Kyle's shoes are still active. I'll do a quick tell you on the current price.
Hasn't there been a rumor as to which the source of such a shoe?
Supposedly, someone commented on the last podcast and said, the reason they're blue, why are you blue, is because that means they are actually worn by someone in the pit garage or on site. It's on site for at the F1 in the 90s. The blue was only for official like team merch. That's incredibly cool. The current bid is £77. So
£77.
So that, who knows? You may know what that ended at. We won't know by the time this
comes
up.
Coming up on a brand new set of Air Maxes there. Jeez.
Kyle also said he got some messages from you all. Let's not be doing that, remember? We said no messing with anyone.
We're sensible folk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Renault.
Yeah, doing crazy stuff. So there is most manufacturers have a store.
Yeah.
They have a store where they sell things. They'll sell you a pin or a badge or a sticker. Or a jacket that says Nissan on it or whatever. But Renault are out here on absolute smoke.
Renault are, as always, our favourite guys. So not only that, there are collections.
Yeah.
So there are different collections for different things. If I click on my favourite one, which is for the new Twingo, I'll pull it up on the screen, but for people listening. So the Twingo, we have just kind of like Twingo-related merch, but we have House of the Frog. Is what they're calling it, as like a kind of a joke kind of tagline for the collection. We've got beanies, but hats with cool ass logos like that. It's a frog, kind of like a Japanese style drawing, like of a frog, but with Twingo text through the middle of it. We've got socks, air fresheners, mugs, an actual plush toy, the watch. The watch is cool. Ben, you don't like that. There's a long sleeve shirt and a sweatshirt.
Which we tried to buy.
This might feel like an ad. Trust me, it's not.
I promise it's not. And we'll get to why it's not an ad in a bit. A fleece, which I so desperately want to buy, but there's none in my size. And then you've got some small versions of cars.
Sweets,
gummies.
Gummy Twingos.
And then there is, hold on, I'll get to the main collection of it. This is just the Twingo, by the way. Shoes. Twingo high top sneakers.
They have actual Adidas shoes. They have Stan Smiths with the Renault 5 symbol on the side.
A Twingo pinball machine for €17,000.
You can buy
that is a bit much.
Coffee machines and surfboards.
Surfboards, €3,000. The coffee machines were €150. And Ben said, do you think my girlfriend would be upset if I came home with a Renault 5 coffee machine?
obviously, like, a merch a lot of the time can be quite expensive, right? Yeah. And it's obviously sort of subjective.
Not our merch.
No, I think it's perfectly priced.
That's price. Fantastic value.
And cream merch, save yourself for that.
So yeah. Just, you know, just a couple of podcasts.
Just a podcast or two.
Just a few away.
The usually merch can be, especially car manufacturers, very expensive.
Yeah.
Now, it's always subjective. It depends, you know, what you think is expensive versus someone else. However, I would argue that objectively, it's actually decent priced.
I think it's like, not badly priced.
A hoodie and a sweatshirt for, I don't know what it was, but it wasn't like £100.
I think it was like 35 or 40 euro for a shirt or something.
Exactly. Gilet was 65 euros.
So many times you go to car manufacturer merch and it is 100, £200. And it's like, well, it's cool, but I can't justify that. But you know,
now,
this is good.
One of my favorite ones, we have the Renault 4 or the Renault 5 football table. Now they are 4,000 euros. But
they look
who
fantastic.
Else is doing this? This is cool.
I had a quick look earlier just at other similar kind of manufacturers that aren't in the same family as these. And no one is.
Oh,
I had a look at Nissan, and Nissan have got like, you want a jacket that says Duke on it? I'm like, not really. No. And it's all like, it just looks a bit meh and a bit whack. Whereas this is
House of
it
Frog.
It feels like it's someone, it doesn't feel like it's super car-y and nerdy. It's just cool ass clothing.
Now, if I just put Alpine, which also I didn't realize there's a Renault 5 GT Turbo as a miniature diecast.
They have a full retro range.
Oh, but they don't have any Clios.
No Clios.
There is, I saw this as well, for Alpine, there is the original, like for the GTA and the V6 Turbo, a V6 Turbo jacket and a GTA V6 shirt. That's cool. So they've got Dacia, Alpine and Renault in this collection. But there is an issue. They will not sell them to us.
Britons.
If you're English, you may not have this.
No. There is a list of countries when you go to shipping, and the only one that, well, not the only one.
And it goes far and wide.
It goes far and wide. US,
Angola,
most of Europe, all over the shop. But
England. Bro came up with
such exotic places as Ireland.
But England.
Jersey.
Jersey's on there.
Yeah, Jersey's on
but
there.
England,
we
not
can
there.
Get close.
Yeah.
Renault, all we're asking. So, not that you send us free stuff, although that would be fantastic.
I will pay. I want the Twingo sweatshirt.
But I want the House of Frog. I want that long sleeve white. We're going to match. Yeah. I don't care. But I want some House of Frog merch because I will rock that.
The fleece. If you give me the fleece, I'll be so very happy and I'll pay full price for it. But they don't have it in XL and they won't sell it to the UK. Why do you hate us? Why does Renault hate us?
I see Renault inviting all sorts. And we are here representing, can we just say, since the beginning of TDC, since the beginning of Cream, we have denied any algorithm, anyone who says you shouldn't really post about Renault. We're saying, stick that straight up your derriere because we love a Renault, all right? Renaults are going to be on the channels whether you like it or not.
We're three Renault up.
We right are.
Now. Yeah, exactly. And who else is up there? Who else is up Renaulting
Renault
channel?
Renault up on a Thursday.
Renault is, I believe, one of the, and it's not just saying this, one of the most objectively cool car brands. Fair. It's cool. Yeah, I mean, it's because it's a little bit quirky, sure. But that yellow clear out there, when I see that thing.
The fact that you found a Gilet thing that just had a Renault logo on it and you're like, I want that.
I want that. I had in my basket a Renault Gilet, which had just a, it could look like I work at Renault.
Yeah.
I don't care. That's fine. It's cool. And then there was another one, which was, I think there's like a tennis collab.
Yeah.
A collab with the sport with of the tennis. and that was, it was a, it's actually not, what do you call it? It's a sleeveless jacket. They call, but I'm messing with Gilets on a big style, and I love it. And then I went to go and buy it, and you can't.
For context,
unless I send it to Angola first.
The other car brand that Will recently bought merch from was Lamborghini.
And I will say this, and Lamborghini stuff is bad.
Is it?
It's not bad. It's just they've never updated it or made it new and nice and cool. Whereas look at that.
But that's what I'm
cool
saying
logo.
is that Will's putting your merch up there with his Halo brand.
100%.
We want Renault merch.
Merch can be so, let's not, also car brands, let's stop calling it merch. Let's get a clothing brand
collection.
Out here, guys.
Hey, and also we'll do a collab with you.
Yeah, we will.
We'll come up with some designs.
Oh yeah. Our House of Frogs X
Cream.
This is the channel.
House of Cream.
I will kill. The GMA merch.
Yes.
I want Gordon Murray merch.
But we have an in.
We have an in, but they said not yet. Yeah. I think they said,
What else did you? You saw a Bentley one you're desperate for.
Oh, there's a Bentley one.
Is it a jacket or
it's,
a shirt?
It's,
or something?
It's like a vintage like painter's jacket. On the back it says Bentley Motors all retro. And we saw Chris Harris wearing it. And we saw Johnny Smith wearing it. And we asked Johnny Smith where you can get that. And he got given it by Bentley.
Mm.
So we need an in with Bentley.
You kind of said ask Bentley. So we can. We'll do that.
Find out for you.
There's also, I am desperate for, there is a Hennessy Blackbird.
Yeah, that's cool.
Again, this is another Gilet, and I'm putting together quite a collection of Gilets currently. And I thought, it's fine. They'll sell it. I'll have a look online when I'm home. They don't. They do not sell that.
For those who say in comment that we are money grabbing for selling our own merch and that sort of thing.
I do not care.
Will doesn't care. This is proof that we are actually genuinely passionate about merch and clothing.
I buy big time merch all the time. I buy donut stuff. Like, it is, I don't know. I think it's cool. This is the same sort of thing we say about LLF tickets. You don't need to buy them at all. Mm. It is there. It's an easy way for us to get rid of a car and an easy way for you to potentially win a car without, if you don't, losing too much money. Buy one ticket or buy none. Same thing with our merch. Whenever it comes out, if you're not in a position to buy merch, don't worry about it. Unless it's a limited edition, we'll always make more for you. Mm. But if you do buy the merch, we appreciate it. That's like our cool, that's the cool way of supporting us that we always feel, because then you get something we've put our time into. But I think that with like any channel, I love looking at other channels' merch and going, that's sick, I want to buy that.
And it is, and...
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's great.
Can we try that once more?
When we put quite a lot of time into kind of like with designs for merch.
I was going to say,
and there's something, I'm wearing right now. My name is William.
Hey, your name,
this is the first day I've worn it. And I feel great about this. This is one of my favorites we've done.
A lot. That's why there wasn't a lot of merch on TDC for a while. And also why there hasn't been merch on, we could have made a load more money.
Yeah.
Just by funneling merch out to you guys 6 months ago, a year ago, 2 years ago. But we didn't want to do that because we want to make sure it's right. We want to make sure that when you wear it, you feel the same as what we do when we wear it or we see it. And when we see someone else wearing it, seeing everyone at Chelsea Walsh wearing a Generational Debt
sick
t-shirt was unbelievable.
Yeah, really
which
sick.
Is why I now want more designs for that. But it can't just be crap.
Yeah.
You know, it can't just be, we're not just giving you the cheapest t-shirts. It's good quality stuff. This feels like an ad for it, but it's not. It's genuinely, why it's taken so long.
It feels like an ad. We don't have anything to say.
every single piece of merch that we've sold so far in this most, since we've rebooted it, I think it's fair to say all of us would wear out on the weekends. We're not just wearing it on camera.
I do feel odd wearing that one.
Yeah, that one's weird.
I feel odd wearing this one. But the back of it.
For context, Ben is wearing hello, my name is William shirt. And when we went to lunch today, the woman at the food market said, what's your name? And looked at his badge. And Ben went, Ben.
I had it in Starbucks.
I realized
as well.
I wore that to Nando's the other day with my girlfriend. I looked down, I saw it. I was like, oh, that is a little bit odd. I could just see when the woman came along and it's like table for two. And she sort of just glanced down at it and looked at me. I was like, yeah, this is my carer. Come on.
This one's a bit more fan servicey on the front. But the back of it has a whole design. It says TDC Motor Company.
We've got
a load of cool stuff related to that video.
It has the entire transcript of the voiceover at the bottom of it.
It is something we genuinely put time into. And it is, we're really happy with what we've created, I think.
Hey, shout out the creamers that have bought any merch. And don't worry if you're not, don't worry. That's okay. That's fine.
And shout out Gabs.
Shout out Gabs. He does a load of our merch.
Behind the scenes.
He does. He's the driving force behind merch.
He's got an E39M5, so you know it's good.
So you know he's cool. Is there anything else on this? Should we wrap it
Ben's
up?
Ben's got a forum we hear.
Whoa. Well, hey.
And that's going to be from.
That's going to be our lunch.
And that's going to be from Ben getting his phone unlocked.
This is going to be a YouTube comment from @TheTollyTaylor.
Okay. Hello, mate.
This was only commented an hour ago on today's podcast.
Live from the horse's mouth.
One for the forum. Where can I buy Renault merch? How can I get it?
Wow.
I just want to reiterate the fact that we don't know.
Shout out Renault, who's sponsoring this podcast.
Yeah, that's
not true.
No. Wheel alignments. We don't know what that is.
Don't. Ben does not.
Do you go for a stock setting? Do you know what to ask for? Do you just go to the alignment place and say, can I have it better suited for track, etc.? Do you go to a specialist or just any garage?
This is Ben asking the question.
Yeah, this is from Ren Bodgers.
I picked this because it is a good point. When I had the S2000, Edwin said, take it there, take it to Evolution Autoworks, tell them that the rear needs a bit of camber to stop it from rubbing and also for driving and stuff. No idea what that means. So I just took it there and they are specialists, luckily, so they sort it out. But what do you do? You both have there got is, a car.
You have to find someone who knows how to do that stuff.
To start, alignment, if you don't know, the alignment is, you might think when you have wheels on your car that they all face the same direction. They do vaguely. But how perfectly straight your wheels are affects things. If your front wheels and your rear wheels have a little bit of tilt, like inwards, if they face towards each other a little bit, like when Ben stands with his shoes pointing at each other.
Imagine you're very nervous.
What is it when you're skiing? I've never been, but it was at Pizza Slice or something. They teach that something. It's like you to slow down.
We're all big skiers.
With my knees, buddy. See you at the bottom.
Everybody would collapse in a pile.
Fold in half. If you turn your wheels into each other, they're kind of forcing themselves in towards each other, which makes it a little bit more stable. If you turn them outwards, it means that it's a bit like sharper on turning because they're not kind of going at each other, right?
But too much of either, you're going to mash your tires up.
Exactly. So most people, they don't do that for performance reasons. It will just be that they've hit a pothole or they've changed the tie rod and their car's no longer sitting the way it should. The manufacturer chooses this is what it should be from the factory. This is how you have the least tire wear. They don't wear unevenly, all that sort of stuff. You go to get an alignment to correct that and make sure you have the right camber, the right toe, so it faces the right direction. Your steering wheel isn't off. That's how most people do it. Would we agree? Well, that's about right.
Yeah, yeah. And they tend to have a database that tells them the factory setting.
Yeah.
Sometimes I have seen this. There used to be a really, really cool place I used to go to years ago. Unfortunately, it's not quite the same anymore, called Wheels in Motion, that I've heard like everywhere. I was actually looking through my Murcielago paperwork and there was an alignment from Wheels in Motion on there, which is cool. And I think it was a guy called Tony Bones, I think his name was, but he actually passed away a few years ago, unfortunately. But he was like the go-to guy for just getting a car aligned. But he'd also know how to set up a car properly. He was really well known for sort of MX-5s. It was like IS-200s.
Yep.
But he'd have settings for sort of a lowered car or a standard car or whatever else. And they might, so they should have a database. So when they put your car in, they'll go, okay, we're aligning a Range Rover. I had it on my Range Rover. The car went in and it was like, what Range Rover is it? Because it would be different compared to if it's a V6 engines car or a V8 or whatever. So, but then you get further than that when you've got like coilovers or something, you might need someone who really knows what they're doing because it's not a flat, like get it back to standard or a slightly out of standard range. And that's when like Evolution Autoworks down the road, they do it manually. So a lot of alignment places use a digital one.
Yeah, they've now got one.
I don't fully understand the benefit, or if there is a benefit to doing it manually. They'll do it with a string and do it by measuring it manually. But they go into way more detail.
They have lasers.
So an alignment at your average place where you can book in and it'll be there for an hour. I don't know, that said, it costs £100, £50, whatever it costs. It takes an hour. It takes 2 hours max if something's a bit rusty, but some of them can take a day.
Yep.
Or longer, they could take a day, and then you need to go and do a track day, and then you come back and go, actually, this didn't feel quite right. We need to do it again, because there are so many little settings.
They might corner weight it. They might do so. They'll put scales underneath it to see what the load is on each corner. You need your weight, so that they'll put weights in your driver's seat to see what it simulates to be if you're driving.
Yeah.
And then they do the corner weighting, and then they set up the angles and the toe and camber and all that sort of stuff. You can go deep down that rabbit hole.
That's what John's doing in the beginning.
Yeah.
He said to me, he's like, how much do you weigh? I was like, beg your pardon. Never ask a woman his weight. But that's the depths you have to go to get the car driving really, really well.
You can actually even have your car set up for a specific track, right? Yeah. You can say, I'm doing Nordschleife this week and I want my car set up perfectly for that track, and they'll adjust everything for that, and then you can have it changed for Brands Hatch or Castle Coombe or whatever.
And that's because if a track has lots of elevation changes, if you're too low, you can unsettle the car by bottoming out. Your suspension is past its level of travel, essentially. Whereas if you're on a track like Blyton Park or something that's just an airfield, you're only going to be dealing with the corners. You only need the lean from there. You don't need to worry about hitting a dip or an elevation. Now, we know very little about that. Someone like Rat Dog or those guys do that all day. They're setting those cars up for that. But yeah, if you're modifying your car, to be honest, what I do, unless it's going to be a track car, I just get them to set it to about factory with a little bit more camber if it's going to rub. And that tends to make it, you go through tires quicker. That's the other thing. Any amount of camber or toe that you tend to put in that's outside of factory will go through tires quicker. The inside edges of your tires will probably get eaten and you might need to swap tires quicker. And
one of the worst things about going for an alignment sometimes is finding out your car can't be it. I've had it so many times where I've taken a car for alignment and now they say that your track rod ends are too rusty, and the higher sort of level you got, or more complicated level car, especially performance car you go up, the more complicated it gets.
Yeah.
I remember taking the R35 I had for an alignment, and they have to take a load of floor panels out. So you have to take floor panels off the car, and then they have a load of adjustment as well. And if that's rusty, they're going to say, well, we can't really adjust it properly, so you have to go away and fix it. So there's lots of elements like that. The more complicated a car, the more you modify a car. A lot of front-wheel drive hatchbacks, like your Clio, Ben, there's no adjustment at the rear. You have nothing. There are shims. That's even then, it gets more complicated. It's like if you want to adjust it, you have to add a little shim in, which might give you a little bit of toe or a little bit of camber. But it's there. Other than that, you have kind of nothing.
You
to
have
actually
front
adjust.
Toe, so you can point, like Edwin said, point them towards each other, away from each other, and that's it.
Yeah.
And that will, if you have like coilovers and stuff, you can put like cam bolts and stuff. You can start adding more adjustment. But that's cat car's pretty simple.
And spring
setup.
Rates but, and rebound, yeah. All this stuff. But it's
but yeah. a good alignment shop is worth their weight in gold. Like yeah. a Adam from Evolution Autoworks. I took the Clio before it set itself on fire, and said, this is my girlfriend's first track car. Can you make it super reserved, super safe? Just it doesn't get, you know, scatty on you. It just kind of stays and goes happily. And he set it up like that and said, okay, the one thing I want you to do is go and get some shims for the rear and we'll get some camber on it. But when you drive that Clio, it just feels planted. It doesn't feel, you know, when you get on the brakes, it doesn't feel like it wants to kick around. Just feels, it loses a bit of steering feel, but it feels good. And it didn't before.
They'll essentially just ask you, what are you using the car for? Is it a fast road car, they'll say, or is it a track car? And if it is a track car, how extreme do you want to go? But most of the time, for most people, unless you're doing a lot of track days, you just say, I want a fast road car. And
that's
maybe, yeah, like Edwin said, maybe you adjust it for fitment reasons, but pretty much standard is fine.
And to be honest, that's just for your fun/project car. If you have a normal car, I would just take it to Quick Fit or if you've got one that you trust and you know, cool, that's good, take them there. But a normal alignment shop can do a normal car fine. They're just going to reset it, hopefully, to factory specs. So you don't need to worry about that. It's worth doing.
They have that range. On a digital one, it will be red or green, and they get it to within a... It's never like exact, but there is a range in that on each corner for every single setting. And they go, we get it in there. If they can't, it's probably because there's something worn.
And then they should also give you, not necessarily if it's a specialist, because they sort of, not they're doing more, a bit more, but if you go to a sort of chain, they should give you a little printout, will tell you exactly where the car was when they started, where it is now, and how far and out of range it is.
Somewhere else now.
Yeah.
So the car was here,
so
and now it's elsewhere.
It came in as a Yaris, it is leaving as a 206. but I would say, it's worth doing, like getting your car aligned if you're going through tyres or chewing through... Granted, you might...
Hello.
You probably have an arm. Like, that's the other thing to check.
I think he's got two.
Hopefully. Don't assume immediately it's alignment. Usually, unless you've hit a massive pothole or changed your suspension recently, if your alignment is out or you're chewing through tyres, check your arms and things first.
And you should always have an alignment done when you change anything. If you put spacers on, you're technically changing
even
geometry.
Oil.
Anything suspension
Every fuel
related,
change.
Any bush, any arm, any drop link... Any track rod end,
change your pants.
Any spacer, anything like that that would change slightly how the wheel is sitting. You should have an alignment after.
Have you had an alignment bent since your spacers?
Yeah.
In theory, you're supposed to. I would just say anytime you do a big suspension change. So if you're doing track rod ends, or you're doing like full coilovers, you're changing the height and stuff. That to me makes a lot of sense. If you do it every time, if you're chipping away at a project car, and you're like a rolling restoration. And every time you change an arm, you're going to cost yourself a lot of money. Whereas if you just do it after a big section.
I mean, it's like, I don't mean.
No.
I mean, if like it's your daily or something and you put like, you have to fix something.
Yeah,
you should then have
it. In theory, you should.
Did on my Silver Clear when I first got it, I didn't know you meant to have an alignment. And we lowered it, different space, blah, blah, blah. And I just mashed through my tires in like 2 weeks.
Yeah,
like
you can destroy tires.
You completely mashed it. Yeah. Bald.
Blown
smooth. And they were. Fresh ass tires.
Yep,
and you destroyed them.
Yep,
you are the destroyer of tires.
You really are. For a man who doesn't like doing them via smoke, you do get through tires.
I need to swallow the tires on the golf.
Your tires look like you've just been going round and round roundabouts.
My tires are fine.
You're on that Milton Keynes shit.
My tires are. I've rotated them on my golf.
Yeah, no, they do.
That's
to go
weird. That's not an English thing. That's an American thing. Getting your tires rotated.
Well, it's a front wheel drive car.
Yeah, but even then...
And also the front has an alignment issue, I think. So therefore, it's mashing through tires.
Meanwhile, the man is saying, you must get an alignment every time you change anything.
I cannot be any stronger with this. Please, rotate and align your wheels, tires.
Meanwhile, Ben, no appointments, are there? They're all gone.
No, it can't be done. Not possible.
No point going into that one. Right, we have no time left in this card.
Well,
it's about to cut.
I think that's perfect. I think that's a good place to wrap up. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the Cream Podcast. You will see in just a moment, Grand Tour. See you then. See you 99.
Bye.
I want to date with rules, Carti says. Rules? Rucka asks. This is the love story of real Hinge couple Carti and Rucka. Written and read by me, Nicola Dynan. Listen to the free audiobook now.
treacherous ring roads lie ahead on our mission to reach Nana's. We must
go to Mackey's for black pepper and garlic McNuggets.
Navigation rerouting.
The main mission can wait. Take a side mission to McDonald's.
Available until the 29th of September from 11 a.m. while stocks last, subject to availability. Participation varies.
Creamums.